This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca's gone off for a bit of a stroll. I'm not sure what he's doing. Who knows? I'm here holding the can. Brenton has arrived, and he, of course, everybody knows our Brenton, our CCCI, our community. Continuing community cultural icon. Good morning to you, Brenton.
Good morning, Tass and crew. It's lovely to be here in the warm studio because it's quite grim out there.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. So if you're thinking of venturing out this morning, maybe rethink that.
So it's currently 10 degrees outside. It is going to get to 13, but it doesn't feel like it, does it? It's incredibly grey.
Well, it was nice to walk in here and see Macca's orange ensemble. Macca being famous for his love of orange. Of course, I remember that back when I was working with the Midsummer Festival years ago, we used to deliberately, year after year, put some orange into the graphic design, particularly the poster, which we used to auction off, because if it was largely orange, we'd have a guaranteed bidder at the auction for the poster. Uh-huh. And I think Macca's got the largest collection of gay community posters.
But they were also the first print, weren't they? The first print?
Yeah, we used to say they were. I mean, what is the first print? I mean,
put them in some cheap frame.
When you're printing 20,000 of them. Yeah, it was the first one we picked up. Yes.
Of course, you are dressed in your resplendent black from head to toe virtually.
Always.
Always black.
It just simplifies my life, you know. My life needs a little bit of simplifying wherever it can. For me to just throw on the blackest thing in the room is the easiest thing for me.
So, of course, Macca's now just joined us again.
We're all in black.
Where have you been, Macca? Where did you go?
I've just been down talking to Anne.
I see.
Anne Hamilton about some, because I need to tidy up a donation I've made and some other stuff.
Lovely.
Lovely.
And, of course, if you don't know who Anne Hamilton is, Anne is a life member.
Life member.
A volunteer.
And also there's an award that's given each year, the Anne Hamilton Volunteers
Award. The Volunteer Award. There you go. And Anne is a wonderful person who's been part of the backbone of this organisation for too many years, Macca. Too many years. Well, actually, it can't be too many years.
Not many, too many years. You'll say like you wanted to go.
No, I don't, of course.
For many, many years. Anne is
so
one of the
speaking of going, Macca,
station.
You are right. I'm going to take a short break.
You are.
I'm going to take a couple of months off, largely really to focus on some other things. You are right. I've taken on a new role, so I'm going to really clear out my calendar to make time to concentrate and embed myself in that. But I will be back. That's my intention.
So what are you doing?
I've accepted the role as a board chair for Eastern Health Service.
So Eastern Health's a large health service, isn't it?
Yes, it's a network of 7 hospitals, most of which you will know of. So it's Box Hill Hospital, Maroondah Hospital, Angus Hospital, Peter James Hospital, Yarra Rangers Hospital, which is in Lilydale, and Healesville Hospital. Oh. And there's also a hospital in Wanturna, which is largely an aged care service.
Okay.
We also operate Turning Point.
Yes.
Which is the statewide alcohol and drug treatment research, advocacy and education and telephone service.
Congratulations, because that's an appointment, that's chair.
It's a governor and council appointment.
Governor and council, so it has to be approved by a cabinet, but it's a significant role because, it's the chair of the board that runs these health services.
So is that the first time you've sat on a board, is it?
Oh, no, God.
Tass, and also chaired a board, I believe it's probably...
It's not my first chair role, no, but it's the first time I'll be chairing this board.
He's a bit of a serial chair, actually. But Tass does a lot of work out in the community, not just our community, and there's always a bit of a focus and an understanding of how our community interacts with these organisations, which is really pleasing. Congratulations. We are going to miss you. He'll be back.
Thank you, Macca.
Probably mid-September, and I just want to say you know, we've been on air together how long, Tess?
Look, I think it's about 4 years.
I think it is, 4 or 5 years. And
I mean, we've certainly been talking about Joy and, you know, the work that you've done on Joy for, what, 15 years?
For too long. and, you know, I'll just say it is going to be, it's going to be a challenge to do the show without you because you are the voice of reason. I always joke that Tass has a rant, but it's usually me.
Yes, it is usually you, Mac.
But occasionally he does go off. I just want to say thank you, and that, you know, there's an old saying in politics: today a rooster, tomorrow a feather duster. Tass has already been replaced for that period.
Yes, so let our listeners know who you're replacing.
Okay,
with,
so what I've done is I've got a number of co-hosts organised. They'll each do at least 2 weeks, so that they get a bit of a better feel for the show. A couple of them will be quite well known to Joy listeners. So Lisa Daniel, current host of Word for Word and doing an awesome job there. Toby Halligan of The Informer, and Toby's going to do also 2 or 3 shows. And Mark Hawthorne. Mark Hawthorne was the Victorian publisher of The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald and The Financial Review at Fairfax before it went in that merger of equals. Perhaps not, it was a takeover. With Channel 9. And Mark's no longer a journalist. He's working in the private sector. I actually do some work with Mark. Mm. But he's going to join us for 2 or 3 of those shows, and that'll take us up to the end of August. Then Fiona and Paul, my plan is that they actually come this side of the microphone. We get someone else to panel, and they'll do a couple of shows, and I might have 2 weeks off.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'll have 2 weeks off.
What are you going to do with that time, Macca?
I'll do some more baking. No, it's just nice every now and then to have a Saturday morning off. I did, you know, I drove to Sydney last time, and that was great. Listened to a lot of the show on the way.
And you listened to a few podcasts as well, didn't you?
I did, yes. And it's great, you know, when you're driving, but I want to place on record, I'll say something more next week, but thank you, Tass, for your commitment over these 4 or 5 years, and I appreciate...
It's been pleasure and a lot of fun, Macca.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, right.
The hard work... Yeah, the hard work that you've done, you enjoy, and you've earned your break, and I look forward to welcoming you back. So...
Thank you, Macca. I do see it as being a short break because... It's just important to really, you know, sometimes you need to actually just clear out your diary and focus on a few things. Now, I've actually done that with a number of other commitments.
Oh, look, 317 says you're a breath of fresh air.
Thank you, 317. I've enjoyed your commentary and your feedback and sometimes your banter as well. I will miss you, of course. I have invited you, as you know, to come into the studio and meet us.
Yes.
And perhaps you might like to do that next week and surprise us.
Yeah, perhaps... come in and, you know, wave at us through the window. I'll come into the studio. We'd love to talk to you in person.
Well, anything could happen when you're away, Tass, and if you're going away for a couple of weeks too, Macca, it could be party time.
That's right.
So you never know who. I might even turn up and talk a lot of nonsense even more than I do now.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Exactly.
So the only other bit of news that I have is that in the middle of all of that, I'm taking a holiday as well.
Yeah, where are you going?
Well, we're going to be in Europe. We are sailing with some friends, and so we're going to do a little bit of sailing around Sardinia.
You like that, don't you?
It's a fun thing to do. Mm. It's very relaxing, actually. It's a great way to...
But you're talking small little yacht thing, not...
Oh, it's a, you know, 70-foot yacht or something.
Mm, wow.
You know, we have our own bedrooms and en suites. I wouldn't do it any other way.
No, I can't imagine. You know, like, I can't imagine you hanging your ass over the side of the ship.
No, I'm not doing that, Macca. It's certainly not my style.
It's not that that image of the archetypal old Greek sailor quite yet.
No, yes. I hope not.
Well, a break is well earned. I'm looking at taking probably 3 or 4 weeks off later in the year. I'm not sure yet. Will depend on getting the flights I want, Tess.
You won't have a problem.
That won't have a problem, but...
Brenton, good to have you back in the studio. It's always, I always love our refreshing chats.
Yes, well, as I said, anytime you need me to come and talk a load of nonsense, I'm the one.
So you've been to see Rocket Man, which is the new musical biography on Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of my favourite things to do is take myself off to the movies by myself.
Really, on your own?
In the middle of the day, an early session if possible. I think there's nothing more enjoyable than an empty cinema.
Yes. Really? Yeah, Macca, how do you feel about that?
Well, it'd be a bit dangerous for me because I'd go to sleep.
Oh. Look, I've done it once in my life and I felt like I had a huge capital L plastered on my forehead.
What, loser?
Mm.
What, by being alone?
Yeah, it just made me feel...
I enjoy my own company. Yes, I think Brenton does. It's nice to actually... You don't have to argue about the
I set myself up like I'm in first class with a wine and a chocolate.
Yeah.
And then off I go.
Well, I do all of that as well.
Yes.
And I love bags of crisps and chocolates and ice creams and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But no, I usually like to have someone whose hand I can squeeze.
Oh, well, that would be nice too.
Well, why don't we get you a hand off a mannequin and you can take that with you?
Just choose anyone.
Yeah. Just go the grope in the chair next to you. You never know what you'll get, Tash.
Well, you'd go to the Dendy. What's it called? Is that a Dendy or something?
Or the Dandy.
You never know what you
can grope. Gone for a long time,
I wouldn't know.
No, neither do
I,
actually.
How would I know? We'll
have to get someone to do a quick Google for us. It's still there, says Fiona. Yes. Oh, dear. Yeah. And it used to be like a stick flick, is that right? Is that what they're called? Stick flicks.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Porn, in other words. Okay, tell us about Rocket Man.
Well, I've been having a giggle at all these people who have been reviewing the movie and trying to intellectualise it because it's just no use. It's not an intellectual movie. It's a movie that is a lot of fun and very engaging view of the roller coaster ride that has been and is Elton John's life. It's a biopic, as you've said before. It's a musical. It's a fantasy, and it's a really fun ride through the ups and downs of his life.
But only a segment of his life, is that
well,
correct?
No. It starts when he's a little boy, and the struggles he has with growing up, being quite affected, as in a little bit camp. But a whole lot musical, and it goes in a very shallow way into the lives of his family. His grandmother is particularly engaging, I thought, and I felt a lot of empathy with her, not so much with his parents. But it starts with him as a little boy growing up and learning about music, and it ends. Well, we shouldn't say where it ends, but it ends in contemporary times. Right at the end.
Does it deal with his sexuality?
In the most graphic way.
In a graphic way?
Yes.
Oh, is there a bit of Tasmanian folk dancing?
You know, it's been banned in Samoa and it's been edited down.
Banned in Samoa?
To be screened. The Russian cinemas won't allow it without cutting out the sex scenes because there's a lot of... boy on boy sex.
But Elton on boy sex?
Yes.
I'm not sure that's a good look.
Oh, well, it's not Elton. It's the fabulous Taron Egerton. So that makes all the difference. You're quite right. But and Taron Egerton is hot, really sexy, really spunky, really... He's really musical in every way, beautiful to look at and beautiful to listen to. He sings so beautifully. But Samoa has banned the film completely... But there's something about Samoa, I think, but won't go into that now.
Samoa, Tonga,
all those people, Israel Folau and all that. Yes. Anyway, Russia has taken 5 minutes out of the film.
5 minutes.
Yes, because the sex scenes.
It's a long route.
Yeah, there's a couple of both explicitly described sex scenes and implied. And some hilarious, and also beautifully emotional too, which of course we don't get to see enough of.
So is it lovemaking? Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's hot. Yeah.
Now, I've got to tell you, so...
Oh, this is your personal anecdote, Macca.
Yes, and it's actually, I'm well aware of this, and it happened to a friend of mine as well, who worked in room service in a hotel. This is a long time ago, Brenton. So one of the times Elton John was touring in Australia. And, of course, it wasn't till quite recently that Elton actually came out as being gay. This is after he had that marriage. was a marriage.
To a woman called Renata. They married in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I think the film portrays it kind of interestingly that he really meant it. He really did love her.
Yeah.
Which we were all very suspicious of.
Of course, yes. And but anyway, that he hadn't come out as gay. Everyone, of course, you know, we all had our suspicions, but that he would have
suspicions.
Well, I'm being, you know, okay.
We all knew.
Anyway, so in his hotel room, often when he would order room service, which was particular, there's a hotel that no longer exists, the Hilton on Wellington Parade. It's now another hotel. But he used to stay there, and he would require that he liked hamburgers, but they had to mince the meat fresh.
Well, mincing's an appropriate word.
Well, mincing, yeah. So, mince the meat fresh, make the patty, cook it, take it up. But often when you'd take the meal up there, there'd be other people in his room. You know, people...
Well, it didn't feed them as well.
Well, not a hamburger. And
and were you a room service boy at this point? Oh, yes. We didn't know that about you.
Didn't know that about you either, Macca.
Yeah. I'd take the food. I wasn't servicing. Anyway, there would always be someone else in the room not associated with the tour or a couple of people. And, you know, young, pretty, eager, you know. And, of course, you know, he always used
to get... Is this before married or after married?
Oh, yeah, before.
Married.
So he always managed to get a bit of pork on his fork. And, you know, I used to think, well, you know, why don't you come out? You know, everyone knows and... But I've got to tell you, as a guest in the hotel, he was unbearable. He was a complete and utter pig.
Really?
Right? He would complain about the way the hamburger was cooked, and everyone in the kitchen in the hotel knew the hamburger was for Elton John and it had to be cooked in a particular way and patted four times with the left hand and three times with the right.
Oh, lordy all lord. Sort of,
but he was a complete and utter pig. And on one occasion, he remonstrated so much, he said, I'm not going to eat it. And I said, mate, you can stick it up your ass for all I care. Like,
he may well have.
Well, anyway.
That is sort of definitely in the movie.
Very
and that attitude comes through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I would put that down directly to his drug use.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So he was a compulsive drug user?
The movie goes right into it. The movie doesn't shy away from the extent to which he used...
Yeah, the room always had a particular smell about it.
Yeah. Some stuff he
couldn't smell, too.
I think he was a pretty much... He's absolutely self-described as a cocaine addict.
Oh, yeah.
An alcoholic.
Yeah.
And whatever else we don't know. But as you said, there's probably a lot in the movie that
nasal passages like the Burnley Tunnel. Yeah.
Well, he did famously accuse, say, to Lily Allen, the singer, I could snort you under the table, darling.
Yes.
And he was responsible for putting getting Donatella Versace into rehab when Donatella Versace went down that track quite heavily and desperately. It was Elton John who saved her by getting her into rehab because of his experience in that area.
Of course, let none of us cast the first stone, Brenton.
Oh no, I'm no angel.
No, and I'm not. You know, I'm just relating.
Well, I am in comparison to you two.
The thing I loved about the Rocket Man movie was because it's so naughty.
Yeah,
and I love naughtiness. Anyone who knows me,
so naughty, will know how naughty in I am. Sex, well, drugs, drug and rock and roll.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah.
So,
and also a little bit of campness and
but
glamour.
He was like Grace Jones. He was a complete nutter pig.
Yeah.
To deal with.
And of course, Brenton, it's been compared a fair bit with the Freddie Mercury movie.
Well, it's been described in a different sense. A lot of the critics are saying it's what the Freddie Mercury biopic should have been.
Right.
In terms of the realness and the real portrayal of the subject's life. Mm. I've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, and I didn't think it skirted around the issues too much. I thought it was pretty good in terms of the way it dealt with the queerness and the partying and the drug use.
I thought it was sanitised, actually.
Yeah,
I thought it was sanitised.
Let's just say, yes, you're right, and it could have gone a lot further. And let's just say Rocket Man does go a lot further. But in terms of the realness of that lifestyle.
Naughty, dirty films, how's yours coming along?
Really good. In fact, after I leave here, at the studio today, I'm going to collect a box, or I don't know how many boxes, of video cassettes. You know, remember video cassettes?
Yes.
That have been sourced from the CCTV of a 1990s drag bar.
Oh.
And haven't really been seen in a long time, so we don't know what's on them.
Wow.
But I've got a big undertaking ahead of me too. I also have to buy a VCR player. And how do you play one of those?
Where are you going to buy one?
Well, I've got one. So I now actually work out how to plug it into a flat screen digital TV.
I don't think you'll be able to.
I reckon just going to JB Hi-Fi, they'll have a connector.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it'll actually work.
Why don't you just take the videos to someone to have them turn into digital files?
It's going to be really costly.
Oh.
You see, I don't know what's on them. They might be just a blank corridor for hours and hours.
Macca recently disposed of a number of VHS videos.
Oh, look, I've got to tell you. You'll love this.
How many did you have,
Brenton? How many was there? There was a couple of hundred.
Oh, no, you said it was like 600.
Yeah, so I actually filled the back of my, I have to say it so people know, my Skoda Fabia estate up with gay porn.
What?
No.
How many boxes worth, Macca?
There were all these archive boxes, and anyway, I tracked these people
down. How many did you have? How many boxes?
Oh, it was 20 or so.
It was ridiculous. Right? And I saw the pile. I couldn't believe my
eyes.
So
what it was is I didn't want them, right? And they'd
be worn out, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah, but Dale, some of these are, this is classic stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, this is...
archival material.
Oh, yeah. And anyway, so I found someone who, you know, a group in our community that would be able to make use of them. But he then said to me, well, yes, look, you know, the members of the club, we can all, you know, we'll all have 10 or so of them, whatever. But he said, well, how do we play them? And I said, on a VCR. And he said, I don't have a VCR.
Well, this is right. Who has?
So I actually had a VCR, so I gave them the VCR as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know, when I delivered them...
Did you have to find an old-fashioned television too to plug it
well,
into?
Well, the other thing is, yeah, you have to have an old-fashioned television.
Yeah, okay, right.
When I delivered them, so I go to this house...
There's no shortage of those.
No.
I go to this house down the peninsula. You'll love this, Brenton. And he described to me, you know, that's the carport and the front door, and this is the plant that's near the front door, and this is the address. You know, so I pull up in the car, knock on the door, there's no one home.
So you offloaded 20 boxes of hardcore porn and left them outside someone's porch.
Someone may have been playing a joke on you.
Lovely.
It might have been this old lady.
Put them on their porch.
Just lovely, Macca.
Put them on their porch and then drove back. And as I'm driving back, I'm thinking, far out. Like, I did have the right address, and I'm thinking... Well, the porch was as described, and I just, I'm hoping, because otherwise, you know, some poor old Dale will come home, and there'll be these hundreds and hundreds.
Did you hear from them at all?
No, but I didn't hear about anyone, you know, any...
So you never got a text saying thank you?
No, well, I think they were too busy watching them. But yeah, literally, well, I got rid of them all.
That's hilarious.
And
well,
the VCR
I'm
player.
Hoping that there's going to be material on these tapes that will inform the development research aspect of my movie, so there'll be a lot
none
of...
None of it's from Virgin Mary's.
I'm not prepared to say where it's from until I've seen it.
Well, if it is, I'll be on some
it
of that.
It could be very, very telling and revealing.
Is this you know, wrapped up in your leathers, Macca?
We'd go to Virgin Mary's...
Well, in your leathers?
Yeah.
Were you wearing harnesses and things?
Yeah. Anyway, for mega trash, we call it. Stop. Yes, no, people will be getting upset. God, if I'm on it, Brenton, just...
I'll let you know. I mean, it was...
So how...
Over 20 years ago, this stuff.
Tell us how far progressed you are with,
I'm about to go to Sydney to meet with the screenwriter.
Oh, wow.
So
I thought you were doing the writing yourself.
No, it's become far too complex. I was going to write the book, which was achievable for me. But then I realised after ploughing through all of this stuff, it's not actually a book. It's not something that's written in black and white on paper. It is actually a movie. It's a big screen, full, very loud, very colourful, very sharp and fast-moving film.
And who will perform Stella?
Well, this is a bit down the track, but we haven't got anywhere near into casting yet. But
you must have a vision.
No, I haven't. Because it might be 10 years away before we get to the point where we're casting. This has been going on for 10 years already.
That's right.
So really, it's something that I'll take into my retirement, I think, and it may get onto the screens. And it's my view that it will be screened on the festival circuit because it will be an essentially a very queer...
It'll be shocking.
It'll be absolutely... It's a true story.
Yes.
It'll be sex, drugs and rock and roll like we've been talking about.
And not Elton necessarily
John.
In that order.
Will it put the Elton John film to shame?
Yes.
It sounds like a yes.
Shame is the wrong term.
Okay.
It'll tell perhaps the real story.
Yeah. Now, we've got a...
Because there'll be a few famous people in it.
Oh. We've got a message from a listener, Taz.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
From 3177. What if it was a conservative politician's house, Macca? It was.
Oh, how do you know that?
Never mind.
Oh, you're making that up.
I'm not.
I would imagine the more conservative the politician, the more
you're making that up.
They'd enjoy it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You want a bit of slap and tickle in England, go with a Tory, you'll get more than you bargained for.
So, Elton, I was about to call you Elton. Brenton, what else do you have to tell us?
A really quick update. Next Friday night, the 28th of June, is the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, the Stonewall riots. The Victorian Pride Centre are hosting a drinks and meet and greet event at 5 p.m. at Tolano Restaurant, 42 Fitzroy Street,
St
Kilda.
And this is for the foundation stone.
It's to double purpose. It's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York. It's also where the board of the Victorian Pride Centre will be present to tell us all about the laying of the first foundation stone as part of the building program, which is across the road from Tolano.
And is there an entry price?
There's $5 if you're waged.
Yes.
Which
is just tokenistic. It's free if you're not waged, if you're unwaged or on a concession card.
And drinks at bar prices, I
presume. Drinks at bar prices. They'll put on some nibbles. You'll hear from the members of the Pride Board about progress of the event, of this big major project. I walk past every day because I live nearby, and it's a major construction site now. So it's very exciting if you haven't been to see it lately.
So is there someone we should bury in the foundations?
Oh, God.
Who do you reckon?
That depends who's going to fall off our mortal coil in the next 12 months.
Oh, no, they don't have to fall off.
You can dig them up and relay them.
Put them in.
Yeah, I'll put them in. Oh, I see. Yes. All right.
Brenton, thank you for coming in. Always great to have you in the studio. It's always informative and a lot of fun.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.